In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. It's hard to believe, but it has been 6 weeks since we celebrated Easter. Time seems to go rather quickly. And this means, among other things, that this upcoming Thursday is the traditional day of the celebration of the Solemnity of Ascension. Now, I have figured out a way to celebrate it both on its proper day and the day that it has been moved to, which is Sunday. So on Thursday, I will celebrate the feast day of the Ascension according to the Latin Mass rite, the extraordinary form, and then we'll have regular Ascension on Sunday. That way I can have my cake and eat it too. This also means that Pentecost is coming, and our bishop has mandated that we pray a novena for Pentecost for unity, and there'll be more information about that in the bulletin and coming through an email blast this week. And if that were not enough, it is only 7 months and 16 shopping days until Christmas. Time moves quickly, and so we must be very attentive and have our hearts fixed not upon time which changes, but on the timeless things that endure forever, heavenly things. And our Holy Mother, the Church, helps us to do this by giving us images which come from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are told by our Lord, "I am the Good Shepherd." What does this mean for us? It means we are his sheep. We are the sheep that he feeds. We are the sheep that he tends. We are told that he is the vine and we are the branches, and that from him we receive life so that we can bear much fruit. But one of the most important heavenly images that we have to fix our hearts and our minds upon is found in today's gospel, which comes from the Last Supper, from right before our Lord's Passion, from when our Lord established the Holy Eucharist and the Holy Priesthood. Jesus calls us his friends, and so we are friends of God. Wrap your mind about that. Not just being a servant of God, not just being a believer or a follower, but being a friend of God. As has been stated, we get to choose our friends, unlike our family. Family we're kind of stuck with. Friends we can choose. And our friends share our joy in life. Our friends also share our grief in life. We share both grief and joy with Jesus, or rather, he shares it with us, because through him we are united to those wonderful mysteries, some of which are very sorrowful, like our Lord's passion upon the cross, and some are very joyful, like our Lord's resurrection. Now, if you're someone's friend, you can hurt them and they can hurt you. Just imagine how hurtful it was for our Lord when Judas betrayed him. Now, he knew that it was coming, but I doubt it hurt any less because of it. I'm sure it hurt our Lord when St. Peter denied him, not once, not twice, but three times. And when the other apostles ran for the hills. And yet, in spite of this, Jesus still calls us his friends, and his friends we are, even though we may end up doing the same. Our Lord shares his very life with us. He shares with us the mysteries of salvation. And through the mystery of our baptism, we are united with his Sacred Heart to share his joy and his sufferings. And we share in all of the sacred mysteries of salvation, from the incarnation until our Lord's joyous and glorious return in glory. As friends of God, we share in his life. But most especially, I call you today to reflect upon the fact that we share in him in a way par excellence in what we receive upon the stone of the altar, the body and blood, soul and divinity of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.